Psalm 37 actually starts out about not fretting ourselves over what unsaved or ungodly people do, and it's an admonishment to remind us that their day of reckoning is going to come. Amen. And we're not to be wasting our time thinking about so-and-so got away with this and I tried it and got busted. But coming down a little bit further into verse 3, this is where our heart should be. Psalm 37 in verse 3. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land. And verily you shall be fed." That's King James. I have it in the Passion Translation, which I like. It's very similar to the Amplified Bible. And it says, keep trusting in the Lord. Because that's the admonishment. We have a tendency to say we trust in the Lord, but it's only as needed. We can wing it, you know. We think that sometimes well, this is too small. I'm not going to bother him. He's probably busy fixing something in Turkey. And so we don't want to mess with him and just leave him be to do the things that he always does because he's good all the time. But it says, keep trusting in the Lord. And there are four key things in this verse. Keep trusting in the Lord. It's a lifestyle, and it becomes a pattern in the life of a believer. Don't stop trusting. Trusting is a really big thing, because a lot of times we, in our human part of our nature, is that we all let each other down at times. People trust in us, we say things, and we don't follow through, we make promises we can't keep. But eventually we're going to let somebody down and disappoint them. But when you trust in the Lord, He's ever faithful.
Amen.
He never fails. It's a certainty when we put our trust in Him. That's a safe place. If you're going to release your faith and your trust and your confidence, and I say release because it's inside of us, but to release it is an action word. To trust is an action word. And to trust in Him, and it says to keep trusting. Don't not do that. And do what's right in His eyes. That's really important as well. I know that we grow as we grow and mature as believers. We become more and more knowledgeable. We grow in wisdom, knowledge and understanding and discernment to be able to discern His will and be more concerned about what's right in His eyes than in people's eyes. Not that our witness isn't important, but the fact that what's right in His eyes, it brings favor. And that's valuable to have, as we're going to see. Number 3, fix your heart on the promises of God. And you know that word fix is an interesting word, you know. They call dentures fix a dent, to hold them in your mouth, and you got to get a jackhammer to get them out of your face at night and put them in a glass of water. That word fix is like that. Or if you stand in wet concrete for about 2 hours, you'll be very fixed. So when you think of a word in that context, fix your heart on the promises of God, when troubled times come, if the heart is fixed, that means it's not going to be persuaded by anything less. There's no cheap substitute for the promises of God. And if our heart is fixed, it means it's going to remain. It's going to hold fast. It's going to stand true. It's going to just take its stand, and nothing's going to persuade it to believe anything less than the best. Fixing our heart on the promises of God. God is faithful to uphold His word. He watches over His word to perform it. His word does not return to Him void. He watches already to see it's going to come to pass. And what that's going to do is it's going to produce security, safety, covering, protection, and favor when our heart is fixed on His promises. All of His word is promises. Some not so good. There's admonishments in the word, and there's always conditions attached. Did you ever notice that? If you will. That word if sometimes is the biggest word in the Bible. It means that we need to make a quality decision, and God is waiting on us. We all the time are saying we're waiting on the Lord, but many times He's waiting on us to make a decision so that He can show His favor. I'm talking about Facebook. I think Faith was showing me about a post that she saw that having to do with this very issue about all things happen for a reason. She said, but some people just make stupid choices and now they have to get themselves out of it, or something to that effect. You can't blame God for that. You can't blame the devil for that. We just do stupid stuff sometimes. And results happen. Consequences happen. God didn't do it. The devil didn't do it. I did that. And there's a price to be paid for that. So not everything. You've got to remember that when you say things like that. Everything happens for a reason. I might have been the reason it happened. Yes, Faith?
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw your hand up. Oh, okay. I was trying to catch that if anybody... Okay. I have an all-seeing eye. See those three chairs? If you're late, they're taking notes. I was going to wait for somebody to ask me why were those chairs there. That's for the deacons. They're very attentive. See how quiet they are? And God's protection and His favor for doing that which is right in His sight. And the last one is feasting on His faithfulness. That's why I like this, because the Amplified or the Passion Translation, it expounds on those words a lot more. Verily you shall be fed. The feeding is manna from heaven. If you will, all of His favor, all of His blessing is what we feast on. Feasting is good, to the point of God's never going to run out of food. We've been invited to the Master's table, and you're never going to get leftovers. It's going to be fresh for today. It'll be new gravy on the taters.
Yeah.
No.
Making me hungry. Will the Lord answer
that? Yes, amen. Yeah, well, we'll get there eventually. Today is such a wonderful exception because everything that's happened up to now has been a wonderful feast on His presence. And we... For those of you that are visiting today, we don't want to alarm you, but services are so long, we have an intermission and we call it huggy break. So please participate if you so choose to, and then we'll come back with more worship and songs of praise, because it's so appropriate to sing songs of praise and thanksgiving, because God is really big on thankfulness.